live across the sunny coast.
Oh, I want to be out in the wild with all the other animals.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yeah, happy Wednesday, sunny coast. Tomorrow we will be out in the wild with all the other animals on our Nicklin Way Marathon.
Big day tomorrow, but Ellie, you've really let me down as a friend this afternoon.
Oh,
it's
classy.
4 o'clock. Yeah. No, how long have I had this stain on my shirt? This is a lunch stain.
I'm not going to lie to you, Tassie.
It's a brown stain just under my front collar of my shirt.
Mm.
How long have I had it?
It's a very poo shade of brown, too.
It is a very poo shade of brown. It's not poo, though.
It's not poo?
No, it's not poo.
Can confirm?
Not this stain, anyway.
Have you eaten a bit of chocky today?
No, I think it's lunch.
Ah, a bit of katsu chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, we see the culprit.
When did you spot the stain?
No, I don't. I'm not observant like that. I didn't notice it. But also, turns out I had a bit of quinoa in my teeth for 2 hours today in a meeting with you, and you didn't tell me about it either. So, boom.
I didn't see any quinoa. That's very healthy for you, though.
Thank you.
I have it. Okay, I'm going to take the shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put this.
Oh, what's that?
Here we go. Bright blue number. And I've got one for you.
Oh, you do not.
So our Nicklin Way Marathon is tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. What have I just given you?
Got my name on it. It's a little tracksuit, a CFM tracksuit.
Bright blue with speed stripes down the side. You've got one that says Ellie. Check out mine.
Oh, yours says Bernard. What? No, yeah. Yours says Taz.
So we're going to be wearing these tomorrow for our marathon.
Special track. Well, that's only fair. We're doing a marathon. We may as well be in tracksuits.
I got you the same size as me. Is that going to fit? That should be right.
Well, that's offensive. Taz? Men's
large.
Oh, goodness gracious. You're 6'7" as well. Am I going to be swimming in this thing?
Yeah, you might be. Actually, the pants, it's got a matching set.
Yeah?
Long pants, they may be way too long for
okay,
you.
All right. I'll do the old Rolls McGee. Join us.
Who's that?
On the Nicklin Way Marathon tomorrow. It'll be all across our 919 CFM socials if you want to watch the chaos. And, of course, keep listening to us on the radio.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tomorrow afternoon, how are you and I going to be? What's our mental state going to be 10 hours and 45 minutes into our 12-hour driving the Nicklin Way?
I think, Taz, our mental state is not going to be good.
We're going to be over the final hurdle and we're going to go, hell yeah, less than an hour and a half to go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get this thing done. It's 12 hours of only driving the Nicklin Way, up and down. We're going to be stopping at drive-thrus along the way. We're going to be, hopefully stopping at different places and setting, hopefully, a brand new lap time for the Nicklin Way and be able to help you do the Nicklin Way moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
It is going to be tough. And look, I've voiced a lot of concern about my buttocks because I'm not good at sitting down long periods of time. And I'm concerned that I'm going to get fidgety and sore glutes.
Every couple of trips, we'll stop, stretch our legs, switch drivers. So no fatigue is going to set in or anything like that. Do you think we will fight and we'll
We're going to have snappy moments because you and I, on the whole, not very confrontational people.
Yep.
We've never really had a fight.
Mm.
But if we were ever going to have one, it could be.
What's it going to be about? If you and I were to fight tomorrow and we're at our wits' end and we're tired and we're driving and rah-rah-rah, what are we going to fight about, do you think?
Temperature in the car, too hot, too cold?
Yeah, fair. I want it to be real cold.
That's a common car fight.
Turn the music down.
Yeah. Directions. Like, you didn't give me the directions in time. Mind you, we've got a straight road to drive up and down.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're not doing any turns. Your direction, your destination is on your left.
Yeah, they're probably the main ones.
I'm going to get angry if you eat any of my snacks.
I won't. I'll be happy if you eat my snacks because I'm scared about how much we're going to consume tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine. We set a challenge yesterday.
Take it away from me.
Maddie from Maroochydore called the show and she goes, hey, guys. You should eat at every drive-thru along the Nicklin Way. I've done the maths.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of drive-thrus.
How many?
9.
Oh, no. We can't eat at 9 drive-thrus. Sorry.
It's
we
almost
can pick
every
our favourite
hour.
3.
It's every hour of the day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We're not stopping at 3.
Taz, I will.
No, we've got the company card.
Yes, but I will balloon out like James and the Giant Peach when the peach gets blown out. That'll be me.
You'll be the peach.
I think so.
And I'm James.
Yeah, Veruca Salt. That's who I'll blow out like.
That's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. That's, you know, doesn't she become a big balloon?
She does become a big balloon. She becomes a big blueberry.
Oh, anyway, join us tomorrow, 6 till 6. We'll be broadcasting throughout the day. And, of course, you can follow us on the socials, 919cfm.com.au. Maybe we go Facebook Live, Taz, the moment we have the fight.
Yes.
That'll be good.
Sunny news. Coast. Give me back my snacks.
Live across the sunny coast. Ellie and Taz. 91.9.
Do you know what I heard today? Shrek 5 is coming out in 2026.
No, the real news is there's a donkey film on the way.
Is there a donkey film
officially
on the way?
A donkey film. So there will be a Shrek 5, Donkey 1.
Is Shrek going to be in donkey as
I'd hope
like
so.
The offsider?
I'd hope
I don't
so.
Think, I reckon they'll just dog Shrek. It'll be...
Shrek's in donkey, but we're doggying Shrek.
You can't make a main character a sidekick in a different movie. It doesn't work like that.
So you think it's going to be a prequel? What he got up to before Shrek?
No, not necessarily. It might be.
Okay.
But I think it's more just like, donkey's going on his own adventure.
I'm a donkey on the edge.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tomorrow, we're not just feel good driving you home. We're good driving all day.
Driving up and down the Nicklin Way exclusively because it's, you know, such a bad stretch of road. People don't enjoy doing the Nicklin Way. Mm. They go, wow, can't wait to finish work and hit the Nicklin Way.
No.
They're not doing that. So we're driving it all day, hopefully going to save you time, Sunny Coast. Best lanes to use, worst reds to catch, maybe best times of day to drive it.
Yeah, and we're looking for any kind of tips and tricks that you've got for us. Mm. Red from Mountain Creek's given us a call. Have you got a suggestion for us, Red?
I certainly do. What's your thoughts on barn meats?
Oh, I could bloody smash a banh mi right in my face.
There's a Vietnamese place underneath this building right now. That was creepy.
Sorry for getting so aggressive.
And the banh mi's there, phenomenal. But, Red, we're driving up and down the Nicklin Way. We can't get into Maroochydore. Where should we stop for a banh mi?
So there's a little Vietnamese bakery where Beef Fresh is in the Warana Market there.
Oh, yeah.
And hands down, like, they're the best. You're not going to be disappointed. Banh mi and the Vietnamese iced coffee. You'll be buzzing all day. It'll give you the energy you need to succeed on this road trip for sure.
Red, how often are you getting one of these with the little iced coffee combo?
Well, my wife and daughter, we sort of made it our little Sunday ritual now. So down there for a Sunday morning walk, and then a banh mi and a Vietnamese iced coffee. It's just starts a day with a bang, that's for sure.
There you go.
Let's start our day with a bang tomorrow.
Banh mi for breakfast, Taz.
Well, that's what Red's doing.
Get on it. Get on it.
Get on it.
All right, Red. Any particular flavour we should be taking? A little chicken, a pork, a beef?
I'm all about the crackling pork. You know, it's pretty hard to go past.
Pork and milk.
Whatever.
A pork and milk a good combination with the coffee?
Oh, it's a great combination.
Okay, right.
In Red we trust.
Yeah, big time.
Thank you, Red. Legend, mate.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
It's tough out there in the rental crisis, Chaney.
Oh, mate, it has been for years and years and years
now. They keep saying it's going to get better. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It is tough. Rents are very much a big, big talking point in just day-to-day life.
Oh, I look back to 2020 when I first moved to the coast. I was paying $120 in a share house.
Wow.
$120 a week.
Yep.
Splitting bills five ways, splitting groceries.
Yes.
Honestly, it was a dream life.
Take me back.
God, I've pretty much quadrupled my expenses.
Yes, I know. And are you earning four times as much?
Absolutely not.
Close to 10 times.
Oh,
so there's a Facebook marketplace listing that's gone up in Sydney. Sydney's inner suburbs, right? They've called it a sunny room.
Well, that's lovely. A bit bright and airy.
And it's going to fit one person. So the room is decked out with a single bed, a mirror, mm-hmm. blinds on the window, and a rug over what looks to be a tiled floor. However, it's actually a balcony. Sunny room.
I mean, you can't get much more sunny than being outdoors.
So two walls of the balcony are actually edges. It's like a corner mm-hmm. balcony.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sliding door in and out of the apartment, which will join into the living room. So you've got actually three sides of your sunny room are glass.
Yep. Yeah.
Then you've got one small, like, real wall. Only room for one person. Guess how much?
Did you say this is in Sydney?
Mm-hmm.
$1,450?
Yes. You're very close. A balcony could be yours to rent for $360 a week.
Oh, my goodness. What? Honestly, world, take a long, hard look at yourself.
It's attached to a two-bedroom apartment, apparently. Yeah. So they're now making it a three-bedroom apartment if they can rent out the balcony. What is going on?
I mean, we did this when I was in the share house with the four other girls. Yeah. We were looking, we got kicked out of our Malulabar place because the lease was ending, not because we were bad tenants.
Yeah, right.
And so we were looking for a five-bedroom place on the coast, mm-hmm. not easy to find.
No.
So we were genuinely considering in a lot of places a four-bedroom with a garage that we could convert the garage. Because that's what people are doing. People are having to.
Draw short straws for who gets the garage.
One of our friends was sleeping in a garage and she made it look really cool. So all of us were like, yeah, absolutely. I want to be like that girl.
It's very hard to make concrete look. Anyway, so I'm thinking I'm in a two-bedroom at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
In Maroochydore.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be renting out my balcony. Make it a three-bedroom. Get a couple of $100
Mate,
extra in rent.
You can't even get anyone to fill the room that you've got vacant at the moment. How are you going to find someone?
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
So I just want to let you guys in on what something just was said off air by my co-host Taz over here.
Mm, that's me.
Every day we play a game called Bandle. We love it because we get to play along with you. And we don't know the answer. You don't know the answer. It's just first one to get it wins.
Mm-hmm.
Tazzy just looked at today's song, said, was released in 2010.
That's all the information that Bandle gives us about the songs the year that it comes out.
He said, good luck getting this over us, Sunny Coast. So the challenge has been very cockily extended to you, Sunny Coast, to beat us at this song that's been broken down into its parts.
I'll stand by it. Sunny Coast, 545-11919. Call us when you think you know what today's song is, but good luck. Ellie and I, we got this.
I don't know. I don't want to back myself like that, okay? You can absolutely beat me.
I was in grade 12, you know. Music.
iPods have been invented.
Exactly. Got a little iPod shuffle.
All right, let's have a
iPod
listen.
iPod Nano. No screen. Remember, it was just the next button.
Yeah.
Crazy times.
Nano, bring it back. All right, layer one of today's Bandle song.
I know it.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
I've got an idea of what it could be, but I don't think it would be.
Good luck, Which Sunny is, Coast. Good luck.
Have you? Do you know it?
Not yet, but I will.
I'll get it. The problem with this game is if you get an idea in your head, then it's hard to think of
anything
what else it could be.
And yeah, you get in such a rabbit hole of an idea, you go, yeah, that's what it is. And then that just closes you off completely, even if the next layer is something else.
That could be me right now. But, hey, we will press on and play the next layer. Okay. Oh, I know. You got it?
No, I don't get it. I don't have it.
Yeah, I think so.
Sunny Coast, if you can get it before us, you're going in the draw for $100 to spend at Malulabar Music as well.
All right, layer number three. You still don't have it?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, Taz, this is the best because someone's calling through. I said
the Sunny Coast won't beat us.
No, I don't want to be in on your game.
Here you go. Let's go to the Sunny Coast. Let's go to Bock Arena. G'day, Jen.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Jen. Do you reckon you know which song this is?
Yes, this is definitely Pictures by Sneaky Sound System.
Oh, that's not what I had.
Pictures.
I got lots of pictures. Hold on,
I'm
let me.
Guessing.
Sound very similar.
It was around 2010 as well, but it's not coming up as correct. Sorry, Jen.
Ooh, I liked the use of definitely, though. That was a very Taz cockiness thing to say. No, good effort, Jen. All right, we'll move on. Christy, sorry, in Glenview. Do you want to stab at what today's bandle could be?
Hello.
All right.
Is it Run DMC? It's like that.
Oh, geez. Also, it's not what I had as my guess. No, I don't think so.
Is it the right year for Run DMC?
No, I don't.
2010?
I reckon that was far earlier than that.
Sorry, Christy. It's not coming up in the Bandle app either as correct. We can let's play the next lap.
Let's play the next lap. Yeah, surely you've got it now.
Usher.
Correct.
It's
You know what? I'm calling it.
The DJ got us falling in love again. Is that what
can
it's
called?
Can
you please type that? DJ got us falling in love. Can you please put that in and put us out of our misery?
Is that David Guetta?
Calvin Howard. No, sorry. It's Usher. No, it's just Usher. Yeah.
DJ got us falling in love again. Oh, it's featuring Pitbull.
There you go.
Well done, Ellie Chaney.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Here
suck it,
all
Sunny Coast.
Week.
You didn't beat us.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
We're talking about our 12-hour Nicklin Way marathon that's going to be happening tomorrow.
Yeah, 12 hours driving up and down the Nicklin Way. We are dreaming of a perfect run. Mm. Can it be done? We're here to prove that it can. And we want to talk to people that are often on the road, driving, delivering. Maybe you're a trucker, you're driving these long distances every single day. We're doing it just one off.
Yeah.
And we're a little nervous.
Oh, big time.
We're switching drivers, you know, like often a lot of people don't have that option. They're just on the road all day.
Yep.
But let's go to the phones, 545-11-919. All the way to Scarborough. Lyndall, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Lyndall. Are you someone who's used to driving long distances?
Absolutely, every day. Well, I have weekends off, which I have, but I absolutely love it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Right. So what do you do for work? How does it work?
I'm actually a driver for Pet TMP, so it's not a job for the faint-hearted, but I get plenty of kisses and cuddles along the way. So I return a lot of fur babies ashes home to their loving families. And in between, sometimes there's a fur baby that might pass away in a home, and I look after them and help them with that whole thing. So, not for the faint-hearted, but there's so much love in my job, so I absolutely love it, and I've been doing it for quite a few years now. So, I cover quite a lot of distance. So I cover pretty much all of the Sunny Coast all the way up to Gympie. So it's a fair decent run, and get to go out to Maloney as well, which is just beautiful.
Wow.
Lyndall, you must, I mean, you say it's, you know, it's not for the faint-hearted and stuff, and you get a lot of love in your job, I'm sure, but you do such a service for so many of the Sunny Coast that are really going through a tough time.
Oh, thank you. So I love them all. They're like family.
Wow. So Lyndall, because you're driving so much, how do you get around the kind of monotonous task of driving and sitting down for a long time?
So my ultimate thing, like obviously you need to get up and have a stretch every now and then. That is so, so important. So you've got to have your loo breaks and make sure you take them. So I know where all the decent public toilets are. That's for sure.
Stop. You didn't even think about toilets. Let's do this right now. Lyndall, where's your top three?
Oh, Jay, Minyama. You're going to be going along
perfect.
That way.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Straight through there. Point Cartwright. Oh, you can't go wrong with Point Cartwright.
Right.
And I would say there's a nice little spot near Caloundra, Vet, Suncoast Vets at Caloundra, which is just beautiful as well. So
we know Suncoast Vets well.
Yes, absolutely. They're fantastic. So, but my biggest tip when it comes to actually staying alert is I turn on the radio and I will go and get up and sing at the top of my lungs and belt out those tunes. And let's just add in a little bit of chair dancing while we're at it.
Chair dancing.
That keeps your eyes on the bar, keeps you alert.
Wow.
And I'd get a few grins along the way. So everyone kind of expects someone solemn sitting behind the steering wheel in a van like I have, but definitely not. You'll see me singing away and bopping along to the tunes. So, and you guys play awesome music, so how can you not?
Lyndall, amazing.
Love it, Lyndall.
All right, wow. Okay, that is a lot of information to take on board, but I'm here for it. Thank you, Lyndall. Will you be on the Nicklin Way tomorrow at all?
Absolutely.
We'll go to Corey from Biwa. Corey, are you a long-distance driver? Are you a truckie? What do you do?
Oh, I'm a truckie. slash delivery driver on the Sunshine Coast.
So how long are you in the car or truck for every day, Corey?
Oh, it's not that bad nowadays. I'm in it in the truck at 6 and I'm on my way home now. So
6 in the morning and you're on your way home now?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing tomorrow, pretty much. That is a really long day, Corey.
We don't get money for nothing, you know.
So true. Someone's got to do it.
That's right. That's why we're doing it as well.
Absolutely.
Someone's got to make this world go around, you know.
What type of truck are you driving, Corey?
Semi.
Ah, yeah.
Rather than the full.
Yeah. Semi-trailer. Semi-ute. Semi-cab.
Yeah, the big black one. Everyone knows me on the coast. They see it and it's black with green flames up the side. Can't miss it.
And what are you delivering?
Oh, just blocks and bricks to building sites.
Oh, nice. With a little
go-kart on the back, a little forklift.
Oh, so you get to get out and drive the forklift and unload the truck?
Yep.
Oh, that's fun. Tassie, we need something like that to do, you know, tomorrow.
What,
you
wanna... come with me for the day. I'll show you what I do.
How often do you do the Nicklin Way and the flame truck, Corey?
I'm Oceanic Drive. Yeah. There's a lot of people with a lot of money.
Yeah.
So a lot of million-dollar houses going up, duplexes. So at least once, twice a day.
So what do you think? What's the strategy for lanes? I know the truck sort of, you know, you have to drive it a certain way, maybe different to how we'll be able to drive the ute, but do you think stay in the left lane, hop in the right lane? Like, what's your strategy?
You stay in the left lane from, like, Caloundra. Mm-hmm. And then once it gets built up around Currumundi, you jump in the right.
Yep.
Then once you get to, like, the cop shop, jump in the left. And then when you get to probably Kiwana Shopping World, you jump in the right lane. And then that just goes all the way through to Maroochydore.
Corey, we're going to do that exact route. We've taken note of it and we're going to try it out tomorrow.
We'll see if it's faster or not, Corey. We'll let you know.
Yep, too easy.
Oh, amazing. Thanks, Corey. If you see us tomorrow, give us a little toot, okay?
I'll give you a big, big air horn.
Amazing.
Maybe do that in your own time, Corey.
We'll give you a little toot, you give us a big old air horn.
Too easy.
Thanks, Corey. Legends. Love it, mate.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.